Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the CFL Media Conference Call.
Twitter Canada for hosting us today. Great venue, and certainly appreciate it. I wanted to say this has been quite a lengthy process, and thank you, everyone, for their patience. I want to thank the selection committee and the Board of Governors of the Canadian Football League. They've been extremely supportive. As you'll hear shortly, we've come to a great result. And so thank you for those who were patient and contributed, and it's been a great process. Also want to thank the fans of the Canadian Football League. You've been very supportive. We love our fans in the Canadian Football League. The fans of the Canadian Football League love the CFL, and we certainly appreciate their support through this process. This has been going on for a couple of months. And I've been asked many times over the last couple of months, what are you looking for? Every time I bump into a reporter or almost anyone, what are you looking for? And many times I've been consistent. I've said, what's really important to me personally, not that I ultimately made any decision here, but what's really important to me is we find someone who loves the Canadian Football League, who's passionate about the Canadian Football League, who understands what it means to this country. And so, as you're about to hear, when we bring up the new commissioner, you are going to find exactly that person, someone who loves this league, grew up in Manitoba, played in the league for 9 years, played in Calgary, played in Toronto, played in Edmonton. This is a person who lives and breathes the Canadian Football League. On top of that, we're talking about a successful business person, successful at AGF, president there, came up through the ranks, was successful in every endeavor that he took in the business world, ended up being president and CEO of McDougall McTeer, turned that into a tremendous success and a turnaround over the last 3 years. And so we are thrilled to announce today the commissioner, the 14th commissioner of the Canadian Football League. He's a great person. You're all going to get to know him. He's a wonderful person on the field, off the field, and most importantly, he's a great leader of people. So it's my great honor and privilege on behalf of the Board of Governors of the Canadian Football League to announce Mr. Randy Ambrosi as the 14th Commissioner of the Canadian Football League.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'd like to start by telling you, I'm not usually nervous, but man, listening to Jim's kind words, and Jim, let me start by thanking you for all of your help guiding me and all of the candidates through the process. The league was remarkably professional and thorough and thoughtful every step of the way. I'd like to thank our Board of Governors for the confidence that they've shown in me and for the opportunity to, you know, to be here with all of you today in this, you know, in this amazing spot. I'd like to, you know, say a big thanks to the fans of the Canadian Football League, and I look forward to, you know, spending time with you on this journey and having an opportunity to share your joy for this great, you know, Canadian game. I'd also tell you that I think this is more than a game, and it's more than a league. The CFL is a part of Canada. In some respects, I think it's almost, it's like the perfect part of Canada. It was inclusive before inclusive was cool. You know, we've been inviting players to come and participate in a game where they may not have had opportunities elsewhere, and they've had an opportunity in the CFL to, you know, on their merit to be stars and to shine. And I can, you know, you say don't make too many bold predictions when you're having your first day, but the one prediction I can make is I don't think you'll have anybody who'll be more proud of the players than I will be, and no one who will talk more about the players and how spectacular they are than I will, because I just I'm a great fan of the game. I'm a great fan of the players, and just watching every minute of every game so far this season just has served to just reinforce for me, you know, that this is such a special sport, such a special league, and in so many ways, at this moment in time, it is so perfectly Canadian at a time when Canadian pride is probably at an all-time high. And again, I'm just honored to be here with all of you, and honored to be the commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and I'm looking forward to a great adventure and a successful adventure with our governors, with our teams. I'm looking forward to spending time with them. Looking forward to, you know, spending time with our players and maybe going back a little bit in time and being able to remember how much fun it was to be in a locker room with all of them, enjoying, you know, the camaraderie that's part of a locker room. And, of course, as I said, to spend time with the fans. And another big thanks to the media. You know, none of this happens. Getting our story told, making sure the Canadians know our story and know our players, is the media is going to play an important role in that, and I look forward to working with them very closely to get that story told in a very passionate way. So with that, I'll just open it up to questions. I understand we're just going to move the podium out of the way, and I'll invite Jim to join me back on the podium, and we'll kick it off.
Facility and a beautiful night of football against Hamilton. You've got 11,000 in game number two. It's either dying here or it's on life support. What do you do to fix Toronto in the CFL?
Well, you know, I think for starters, you know, like anything in life, the best solutions are made over time. You know, I don't believe there's a magic switch to reigniting the passion for the Toronto Argonauts. But I think we've got an amazing ownership group here in Toronto that are passionate about the Canadian Football League. And that was part of my personal journey through this process, is, you know, to understand, you know, the commitment of the owners. And as we do, Bob Young is here from Hamilton today and a passionate supporter of the Canadian Football League. And that you'll now find across this country. So I think what we have to do is work with all the teams, and we have to work in Toronto. We have to find a way to connect with the next generation of fans, and that's going to take time. It's not going to be a simple matter of flipping a switch. But when you've got an ownership group that are as committed to the success of the Canadian Football League as this one is, I am completely and absolutely optimistic that we're going to have a bright future for Canadian football here in Toronto.
If you have a question on the phone line, please press star 1.
Justin Dung from Three Down Nation. Thanks for coming out, guys, and congrats, Randy. I just want to ask what the process was like, Jim. I talked to you about it. But from Randy, your side, what was it like to go through the process with the Board of Governors and for you to ultimately decide to make this decision to be the commissioner?
Yeah, it was a great process. It was very thorough, and incredibly thoughtful. And I would say ultimately, it was a very professional process. And it's important to do it that way. You know, having been in the corporate community for a very long time now, you know, when you're making big decisions about people, you want that decision not just to be made by one side, but by both. You want both parties to understand, you know, the opportunity and the challenges. You want to test each other for, you know, a deeper understanding of what you're thinking about and how you're feeling about issues. I want to again thank Jim for guiding us through that, a chance to talk to the teams, seriously and honestly talk to them about what they're thinking and feeling. And this is a partnership between ourselves and the Canadian Football League office and the teams. It's going to be important, you know, from moment one to work, you know, with the teams in that partnership. And the best solutions will be the ones that we come up with together. And so I felt by the time I was done that I had the answers to all the important questions that were, you know, that were on my mind. I felt like we were all aligned, fundamentally aligned with a, you know, with a deep commitment to, you know, the long-term incredible future for this league. And I was honored, of course, to learn that I was, you know, that I was the choice that the governors had made to be the 14th commissioner of the Canadian Football League. So I'm glad to have gone through it. It sometimes takes longer than you'd like, because you're kind of wanting to move it along, but you also see value in the process, and I'd certainly say I saw great value in the process.
We have a question from the conference line. Dave Rowe, please go ahead.
Randy, first of all, congratulations on the new post for you. And we'll get the big one out of the way first. I wanted to get your thoughts on concussions and CTE, if you think there's a link, and what the Canadian Football League could and should be doing in this area.
Well, thanks for the question, and let me start by saying I don't think it'd take a lot for me to convince all of you that I'm neither a doctor nor a scientist. So, you know, there are parts of that question that, you know, for a layperson would be impossible to answer. What I can say on the subject is this. Having spent time with the governors, I know how deeply and passionately they feel as strongly as I do about player safety and making sure we do everything possible to make this game as safe as we can. You remembering this is not, as somebody famously said, this is not a contact sport, it's a collision sport, which is, you know, one of the reasons why it is so appealing, you know, to fans, because it's played at high speed by grown men, grown men, and that comes with that comes with its issues. But I do know that, you know, one of the things you have to do is you have to be studious, you have to pursue, you know, the experts, and I, again, talking to talking to the governors, there is a real effort to stay at the leading edge of the issue, to constantly be informing ourselves. I was happy to learn yesterday that there's an annual medical conference that the league has undertaken, where all the doctors are coming together, along with the team trainers, to really talk about injuries and making sure that we're doing everything we can to keep them safe, and to work with the Players Association as well as our partners in player safety. So at the end of the day, I don't think you are going to find a single person amongst the teams nor at the league office that doesn't believe that looking after the players and player safety is a critical part of our job.
And just a quick follow-up, if I could. We don't have a problem really getting people to the stadium. The problem is the stadium, once they get here, is pretty dilapidated. Do you see a role for yourself in helping to push with Calgary Sports and Entertainment for a new or refurbished stadium in Calgary?
Well, you know, I played in that stadium. I won a Grey Cup in that stadium, so I like it a lot. In fact, I'm kind of looking forward to going back and sitting in the locker. And in fact, I don't know if some of you may remember this, but in 1993, when we won the Grey Cup, I actually, our team training staff, Dwayne Mandrusiak, he actually put me back in the locker that I had as a rookie in 1985 in Calgary, and I got to sit there. So I'm a really big fan of that facility. But having said that, look, I think what I want to do is I want to get out and spend time with the teams. I want to help each team, you know, work on the things that are absolutely important to them, and to create a culture in the team office, which I think is already there, but to create a culture in the team office, really client-centric. The teams are our clients. We have to find a way to support them. And in Calgary, it might be working with them on the stadium. In other communities, it will be other issues and other challenges. And I would like very much to lead a team of very committed people that are going to work with the teams to help them on the issues that are most important to them, and I really look forward to that.
Thanks very much, Commissioner. I look forward to meeting you in Calgary.
Thank you very much.
With Post Media, you talk about reconnecting or connecting with the next generation of fans. You need younger fans. Everyone sort of has known that for years. So question is, how?
Well, I think in some ways, today, as an example, you know, we're at the Twitter facility here in Toronto, this beautiful facility, and obviously digital media is a big part of the millennial is part of the millennial culture. So we, you know, how do we use social media? How do we get them excited about traditional media and just watching our games again? And I think that, you know, part of it is my personal strategy is to tell the story of our players, to you know, help them see that these aren't normal athletes. These aren't regular people. These are superhuman athletes, world-class athletes, playing a game as passionately as they do. And I want to take that challenge of telling those stories to Canadian fans, young and old, about just how remarkable these men are that play in the Canadian Football League. And, you know, inch by inch, mile by mile, I think we'll win the battle for their hearts and minds, because the game is too great to ignore. And I think ultimately, if we just are passionate, working with our partners to tell the story, I think we'll win this battle and take the league to new and exciting heights.
Commissioner Brian Williams from TSN, you're a successful businessman, but the fact you're a veteran player, in concussions, the NFL's admitted there is a link, they admitted before Congress, to brain injuries and football. Being a former player, does this give you a leg up in dealing with this issue in really an honest and open manner?
Brian, it's a great question, and you know what I can say is that one of the qualities I will like to bring to the job every day is that I understand what it's like to be a player. I know how tough it is to play this game. I know that, you know, getting up after game day, you know, when you can barely move and everything hurts, like literally everything, you know, hurts, is going to help me have a relationship with the players. I also can say that I've, you know, all of the players that I played with, my wonderful friends who I've maintained over the, you know, we talk about this stuff. We talk about the game, but interestingly enough, I've never met a person who I played with, not to this day, not met one who wouldn't go back and do it all over again if they could, because they love the game that much. But at the end of the day, it boils down to this. For me and for Jim and for our board of governors and the teams, it boils down to doing everything we can do to work with the players to make the game as safe as possible. And part of that, Brian, and you know this well because you've been around our great game for a long time, is you got to protect the players from themselves, because they don't want to come out of the games. They really don't. It's hard to explain, but they just don't want to let their teammates down. They don't want to leave the field. They are so passionate and so committed. We have to find a way to have our players help themselves a little bit more, because ultimately, you know, you're the one who's lying on the field. You're the one who knows, you know, the difference between, you know, they say the difference between being hurt and having an injury. And I think we have to work with our players to have them help us make the game safer. And again, I think on behalf of all of us, we're deeply committed to that.
Quick follow up. I know it's only your first day. Will you meet with the National Football League and maybe have a closer relationship so the two leagues can work together and share knowledge?
Well, Brian, I think there are some things we're already doing with the National Football League, and I'm, you know, I think it's, about 12 minutes in, so I haven't had a chance to give a lot.
I know it's early.
but I am looking forward to that conversation. Obviously, you know, we both share a passion for football. You know, I think there are things that we can, you know, work with the NFL to make the game better there. I think we can bring value to that conversation as well with the National Football League. And in part, I think that's part of what I'm hoping, you know, Jim and I and the governors and the teams can do, is be proud of being the Canadian Football League. We've been around a long time. This is a very special game. And in that conversation, we shouldn't be afraid to puff up ourselves a little bit and be proud that that we have a lot to contribute to football in North America and around the world.
Thank you.
Any others? Lucas, any online? No. Anybody call? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Leo Ezrins is here, former head or current head of the Alumni Association, a great player. He made the comment to me earlier that it's not only important to have a former player as commissioner, an outstanding businessman, but it's important to have a Canadian. A Canadian understands the real nuances of the way this organization works. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I'm
certainly very proud to be Canadian, Brian, and as I think about this job and the many players that I have played with, and, you know, just in the last days and even in the last hours, I've reflected on some of these amazing people who have been part of my life and what it is meant to me to play with them as, you know, as comrades and teammates and how special, how much of a mark they've left on the game. You know, my dear friend Pierre Vercheval in Montreal, who I'm going to see on Thursday night and, you know, looking forward to, and Leo and I have enjoyed the benefits of a great friendship. And Dan, I was at dinner with Dan Ferroni last night. Dan is a chef, for those of you who don't know, and Dan made pizza for his wife Barb, Emily, and I last night. You know, I'd like very much to kind of represent them all. I'd like very much. Yeah, and okay, so Brian, thanks for that. And yes, I think that is true. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, what I know is that we've got to grow the game. You know, we've got to grow this game. We've got to, you know, I've been driving around my neighborhood, and you don't see kids throwing the football around like I think we did when I was a kid. We got to get that back. We got to get kids playing flag football. That's why this Bring It In campaign, which I absolutely love, because it does several things. It's kids playing football, which they should. And it's that inclusiveness, which I think is such a special part of being Canadian. So, Brian, I am hoping, and I'll hold myself accountable to that standard, that I am part of this game. It's wrapped into my DNA, and that I should remember those, you know, valuable lessons that I've learned over a lifetime. If my mom was alive, and I wish my mom and dad were alive to see this day, because they'd be overwhelmed with joy. But my mom would probably be able to tell us where to find our Don Jonas jerseys somewhere tucked away in a storage locker. And it's you know, when you have that depth of experience, I think it's impossible to separate yourself from it. And I would very much like to bring that nuanced understanding to this role and use it to make the game bigger and stronger. Thank you.
What's it going to feel like when you go into a store and you look at a Canadian Football League ball, and it's got your name on it?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and I think it's going to be amazing. All I can tell you is just being here today, sitting here with all of you, is amazing. I got up really early this morning, and I, you know, my eyes popped open, and I just was like, wow, like, it's almost surreal. I thought about the moment where I'll be able to hand the Grey Cup to the this year's champions, and to know that by handing that Grey Cup to them, I'm changing their lives forever. They will be forever, you know, the 2017 Grey Cup champion. I know what that felt like when we won the Grey Cup in Calgary in 1993, how special it was. So I think probably for the next little while, maybe for a season or two or three, it'll be just filled with these new moments. I'll tell you a cute story, because you'll get used to the fact that I talk about my family a lot, and it's been so exciting to have my wife Barb and our three daughters, you know, be part of this journey through this process. But my brothers as well, and my oldest brother Brad, he called me, and he heard on the news they announced that I was going to be the next commissioner, and he said he had to pull over, because he had tears in his eyes thinking about what mom and dad would have been thinking at that moment, how they would have felt. And he said, Randy, here I was, you know, at the side of the road, you know, the tears in my eyes thinking about mom and dad. And then, of course, I started crying too. So you'll find it at Mersey Family, we cry a lot quite easily. But, no, it's going to be special, and I look forward to those moments. And I just look forward to sharing this journey with so many people. And There's room in the tent. There's room in the tent of the Canadian Football League for everybody. And I think that is, again, an expression of what it really means to be Canadian. And I do believe fundamentally that this game is bigger. This game is bigger than a game. This is really fundamental to who we are as Canadians. And I'm going to invite every Canadian, whether they've been to football games for 25 years or they've never been to one before, come out and watch us. come out and watch these players play and watch them play with passion and be part of what I think is a great Canadian institution. Thanks, everyone.